Hebrews. Paul, I believe, wrote the book of Hebrews, and as he writes these Hebrew Christians, as he gets ready to close out this little book, he gives them many things as practical instruction in life. And I want to begin reading in verse number 5. As the Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein." Lord, today we thank you for the opportunity that we have, that we can come and assemble ourselves in this house of worship. Lord, we appreciate today the greatness and the awesomeness that you have exhibited even in our midst. We thank you this morning for allowing Brother Bruce and Barbara and Teresa to travel and have a safe journey and bring them back to us. And we pray for their continued health of Brother Bruce. We pray that you'll reach down and encourage and strengthen him. We know there are many sick of our number this morning, Lord, and need encouraging and strengthening. I pray that you might touch them. I pray this morning, Lord, as we look into your word, that you might give us that which we need from your word, and you might speak unto our hearts those words of peace and comfort that we so desperately seek in these dark days in which we live. We ask you now to be in our service, to let your presence be manifest, and that Jesus Christ might be glorified. For in him we pray and ask all of these things. Amen and amen. Well, we're getting ready to turn our calendars, not just for a new month, but we're getting ready to turn over into a new year. And what's going to happen in the next year? A lot of things we could speculate about, and a lot of things that we could kindly think about, but you know, we really can't tell everything that is going to happen coming in 2015. There are some things that I can tell you this morning. I can tell you that time changes things. You know, a few seconds is enough time for an accident or a natural disaster to completely shatter someone's life. A day or two is long enough for the stock market to plunge and people go into a panic. A job can be lost. A storm can bring ruin. A year is more than enough time to wreck a marriage or for cancer to end a life. Time changes things, and not all changes that we'll see will be happy and glorious changes this morning. What happens in 2015, I cannot tell you specifically, but I can tell you that time will change things. But I can tell you some great news this morning. I can tell you some really good news this morning. And that's what Paul is attesting to these Hebrew Christians in verse number 8 of our text this morning, that Jesus will remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's a line in a song the songlight singers sing it on occasion, and I learned and I like that particular line in that song where it talks about the old country church and how that's where they learned the word that their life was built upon. And Paul, in under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is teaching us here in these verses I've read in your hearing this morning that we can find the foundation of our life, and it can be a solid, stable foundation even in the shifting and changing times. But it must be built upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because he, this morning, is forever the same. Paul in verse number 5 talks there about covetousness. He talks here about materialism and money, if you want to put it in that context this morning. And he's saying many people will build their life upon covetousness, upon materialism. And I think one of the great dangers we find in the church today is materialism, greed, and we find so much of that taking place in our world today. And Paul says very simply that we need to be content. One of the hardest things in life is for someone to be content. To be content with such things as you have. We always want something else, don't we? We're always looking for what we can get another day. But Paul says that we cannot build our lives upon materialism and the possessions that we might grow to possess. He talks in verse number 9 about the changing doctrines and diverse and strange doctrines. That's another, I think, danger to the church in the age in which we live. People are hearing all kinds of false and strange and different doctrines, and it's coming to the church tonight. But sandwiched in the midst of all of this, Paul says, I'm going to remind you what you can build your life upon, what you can be sure about. And that is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The immutable Christ this morning is the theme of the book of Hebrews. You can read that in chapter 1 and verse number 12, where the Apostle Paul, as he begins this particular letter, and as he begins to speak to these Hebrews, and he wants to make sure they understand that Jesus Christ is the immutable Son of the living God. And he said, as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Jesus is the same, you see, yesterday, today, and forever. You see, Jesus is the same. Everything else may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. You see, Paul in the book of Hebrews tells us that he is the Son of God, the visible image of the invisible God. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the one this morning who took upon humanity that he might experience death for every man. He is the one this morning who blazed the trail of salvation for all who will follow him. He this morning is the one who sanctifies and is not ashamed to call us this morning his brothers and his sisters. He is a sympathetic Savior this morning who triumphed over the devil and is able to help us in all of our temptations. He is the high priest of our confession, who builds a house of salvation in which we can live. He is the same one who brings us to the throne of his Father to find mercy and grace. He is the same one this morning who gives us the promised rest for our weariness. He is the one this morning, he is of a priestly order that had no beginning and has no end. He is the same one this morning who offered him as the sacrifice for our sins once and for all. He is the same one this morning whose blood is the forgiveness of our sin. He is the one this morning who brings us to Mount Sinai, not for its holy wrath, but then he carries us to Mount Zion and that grand celestial celebration. He is the same one this morning who disciplines us because he loved us, and he is the same one whom the saints of old have been faithful in life and in death. is the same one this morning who is coming and who will fulfill the promise to his children. He was all of this yesterday. He is all of this today. And he'll be all of this tomorrow. And he'll never change. Never, never does Jesus change this morning. As I said, I don't know what will take place in the year to come. A lot of changes, I'm sure, will happen. But we can remember this morning that Jesus Christ is the same. Therefore, this morning we can trust him and rest in him and find peace in him. You see, we can this morning know because Jesus Christ is the same that we can go to him in our times of need. Paul wrote the Hebrews and he said in chapter 4 and verse number 16 these simple words. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. John Newton, of course, wrote that wonderful song, Amazing Grace. One of the stanzas in that song says, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will carry me home. Dangers, toils, and snares. We find that those were all there for all of us this morning. But you know, we can do one thing and we can understand one great thing. Paul wrote in Hebrews 13 and verse 5 that Jesus said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's always with us this morning. He's the same. Think about that. He never leaves us, and he never forsakes us. He was with us yesterday. He was with you the day before that, and the day before that. He's with us when we have rejoicing times, when we can sit around a dinner table and have our children and grandchildren, and we can rejoice about the birth of our Savior and give presents one to another and sing joy to the world. Jesus is with us. That's a wonderful thing. But let me tell you something else. When you have to go to the hospital or you have to walk in that house of bereavement and you have to lay a child in the ground, Jesus is still with you.
Amen.
He's the same. He never leaves me and he never forsakes me. He's always there with me and he was there with me yesterday. He's here with me this morning. Thank God he'll be there with me forever. He'll never leave me, and he'll never forsake me. This morning we go through those times in our lives, and we go through those dangers and those toils and those snares. But he's always there. Several years ago, there was a man who had great faith in his Savior. And he'd go each day during his lunch break down to a little church and he'd get down in the altar. And he'd say, Jesus, this is Jim. Just want to come and thank you for loving me and being with me and providing for me. And he did this practically every day of his life. One day he got sick. They took him to the hospital. And he's laying there in the hospital. A man came to see him and he said, well, I guess you didn't get to go down and pray today. He said, no, but a great big smile come on his face. He said, but just a little while ago, somebody said, Jesus, or Jim, this is Jesus. I'm still with you. I'm glad he's still with us, aren't you? I'm glad that no matter what happens in this coming year, no matter what takes place in our life, Jesus will still be there with us.
Amen.
He's with us yesterday. He's with us today, and praise God, he'll be with us forever.
Right.
And as my grandma used to say, you can take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Really, what she used to say was, you can put that in your pipe, smoke it, bub.
Right.
Let me tell you this morning, we need to be thankful today for Jesus being with us and never leaving us, nor never forsaking us. We can trust him this morning as the anchor of our souls. Paul wrote to these Hebrews in chapter 6 and verse number 19, I believe it is, these words, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast this morning. An anchor of our soul that's sure and steadfast. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest.
Amen.
You know, it's the anchor that holds, sure and steadfast. Many years ago, I used to do a lot of fishing. I used to go once or twice down on the Tallahatchie River, you know, around Money, Mississippi, and stay sometimes 2 or 3 days and fish for catfish. Love to do that. Remember one time we were out there in the boat, and one dark night, and we'd been running our throw lines, and we decided we'd fish a while with a rod and reel, and we got our anchor and throwed over in a place we fished in a lot, and we're there fishing. And I get to thinking that there's something strange going on here. And all at once I look around and I can't see the bank. You know what I mean? We were just here at that wall from it. Our stinking anchor come untied. And we're drifting out in this Tallahatchie River. Well, back then, we didn't have a lot of the things we probably would have today, but we had a spotlight. But we didn't have an extra battery, so we took the battery off the pickup. Finally got it clipped on there. We're shining around. And James Maxey was shining that light. About that time we hit something and he dropped the light and all I could see was it going down in the water. And we're drifting out here and all at once we hit something and we're going around and around and around. Right out in the middle of this river. And I'm thinking, boy, it's going to be terrible having to get in this stinking water and swim out of here. Not even knowing where you're at. You know, that's kind of the way life is sometimes. People are just stuck in a circle. Their anchors give way. It's dark and dreary, and they don't have which direction to go. And we look at them, and we sometimes wonder why they did that. It's because their anchors come on, and they're in the darkness today. But you know, this morning, I can assure you of one thing, that if Jesus Christ is your anchor, it'll hold forever. It's sure and it's steadfast. It doesn't have any human manipulation about it. It doesn't have any human ties in it. It's this morning simply you and me. I'm anchored to Jesus this morning.
Amen.
My soul is anchored in him. I'm trusting him with the most valuable thing I have, my soul. Think about that this morning. In his hands. I put it in his hands today, and now my soul is anchored in the haven of rest.
Amen.
Well, I got rest today. I talked about a man not long ago who wouldn't have some surgery because he said he was afraid to be put to sleep because he might not never wake up. folks. I don't have a death wish. But if I need surgery and they need to put me to sleep and I never wake up, thank God I'm going to wake up on the other side.
Amen.
I can lay on that table while they administer that stuff. And when that lady says, you start counting from 100 backwards and I get about 99 and that's the last thing I remember. But if I don't wake up, I'm not worried about it because I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest.
Amen.
Jesus is my anchor this morning.
Right.
And no matter what happens to me in 2015, if the Lord determines it's my time to go, if the Lord determines that I need to go and lead this walk of life, when you walk in that casket, please say he looks good. Oh, doesn't he look good? But you can rest assured I'm with Jesus. Because I've anchored my soul, and he's my anchor this morning. And I'm glad this morning's salvation is sure and secured in Jesus. Paul wrote in Hebrews 7 and verse 25 these words. Some of my favorite scripture. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. I can invite any man, any woman, any boy, any girl to come to Jesus. Because, you see, he offers salvation to everyone. The offer of the gospel is to go to all men this morning. As a man that preaches on the radio occasionally, or he preaches regularly, and I occasionally get to listen to him, and he used to be in Chicago, and he was preaching one day, and he told about a man that began to attend the church and said his brother was a faithful member, and this man became a frequent and loyal follower. And he would say, "Preacher, I'm sick. Would you pray for me?" And he said, "I never met him that he didn't ask me to pray for him." And he said, "I was really concerned about his soul." He said, "One evening, his brother called and said, Jim's in the hospital, and he's asking for you. Will you come?" And he said, "I'll be there just as quick as I can get there." And he said, he got there and said, there was the man laying in the bed. And he said, he looked up at him and he said, "Pastor, I want to tell you something." He said, "I grew up in a Christian home, but," he said, "I got away from God. I went in the military and served my country faithfully and loyally until I retired." He said, "I didn't serve the Lord, didn't care much about the things of God. But," he said, "one evening before my wife died, children was in a play at the church, and they got me to go." And he said, "The children began to sing, 'Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.'" And he said, "Boy, the Lord spoke to me, 'Jesus loves me.'" And he said, "I got down on my knees, and the Lord saved me." And he said, "Preacher, I want you to tell people." He said, "I know I'm dying. I know this cancer's already whittled my body through. I know I'm never going to leave this hospital alive in this body. But," he said, "Preacher, would you just tell people that don't waste their life not serving God. Just tell them that Jesus loves them, that he'll save them, and make them a new creature and transform their lives. He said, "Preacher, would you do that for me?" He said, "Jim, I'll do it for you." Because he said, "I know that Jesus loves everybody. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Amen. Greatest theology anybody could ever have, you know. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to have any kind of master's degree. The simplest little child can understand Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you this morning, and he's able to save you to the uttermost if you're simply willing to come unto God by him. You see, he saved people yesterday. He'll save people today, and he'll continue to save people until he comes again. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can rock. You can build your life upon that simple thought this morning. And whatever happens in the year to come, know that Jesus Christ will still be there, and he'll still be the same, and he can still do for you what he's always done for others.
Amen.
All right, I thank you. If you'll stand together with me, Brother Josh, if you'd come. Lord, we come to thee now in a time of prayer. And Lord, we know how much you loved us because you sent your Son to be our Savior. Jesus, we know how much you loved us because you died for us. And you're there with us, and you never leave us, and you never forsake us. So, Father, this morning I pray that if there's one here that doesn't know you as Savior, that this will be the time and the day, and that their life will be built upon that solid foundation. In Jesus' name I pray.